This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On 7 after the hour here on the DJV program with the Dougster and Jen Jen, Victoria, the Jaybird is here. I don't know. Jaybird, we sort of that. You don't like using your real name of Jessica, right?
No, I'm okay if people call me Jessica. Jesse, Jessica, Jay. Yeah.
So where did the J come
you?
From? Is that sort of
okay.
a radio thing? Kind of
Say
a radio
again?
Thing, right? The J came as sort of a radio thing?
No, that's a childhood nickname. Baby
really?
J was my nickname when I was a little baby.
Who gave you that? Your mother or your father?
Oh, I don't know. I found out when I was like 19 or 20. No, actually older than that. Mm-hmm. When that people were still calling me that. When my youngest niece said that she wanted to sit on Baby J's lap, meaning me. And that's when I learned that, oh, people are still calling me Baby Jay. But no, in high school, people called me Jay. My husband, we were best friends before we got married. And whenever he would talk about me to people who hadn't met me, they thought I was a dude. Because he talked
really?
About his best friend, Jay.
Huh. How about
yeah, that's
that?
Been a
you
long
know, isn't that sweet?
Nickname.
Think about it. But think about you being best friends. How many people get married to their best friend? It becomes, hopefully, a best friendship as you develop. But would you say, Victoria, that... your husband was your best friend before you married him, as you married
no,
him?
Is that no,
the reason?
No. No, I got some really interesting advice years ago. Don't marry your best friend, marry your biggest fan. And so that
really?
Became, I mean, I have my best friends
That's
from
sort of weird
you know, high
in this
school.
Business, though.
yeah. But I am certainly Lewis's biggest fan, and he's mine, so I feel
yeah.
like, yeah, that works yeah. for us.
That's an interesting
I think it's also healthy to have, like, I don't know. I think it's healthy to have kind of, I don't need him to be everything. He doesn't need to be my husband, my best friend, the person I see the most. Like, he doesn't need to fill all of those boxes. I think it's healthy to have that spread around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Everybody's different. I don't know how I would, as I'm having this conversation, I'm thinking, okay, who are my best friends? And I can count them on one hand.
I think if you're I think for men, when they friend zone someone, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think there's always some exceptions to the rule, but certainly when things are friend zoned, maybe women too. I don't know.
Hmm.
It's tough to get out of there.
Yeah. Well, so Jennifer, when you get down to brass tacks, your fiance, your best
I
friend,
have never
or your
know,
father,
honey, I right. have never dated
Me?
You.
Go ahead.
This
yeah,
is
right.
true.
No,
but I have
dating.
Never had one of those. Well, actually, yes, I have. Where friendship like turned into something, I think. But I don't, you know. I think it's really cool that it can happen like that. I just think that it can be really hard too, because you already have personal feelings for that person. You don't want to blow it. You know what I mean?
Well, Victoria hit a rather interesting chord, giving one person that much power over you, if that's how you think about it, and I don't know if a lot of people think it through.
Well, I don't. You know, I didn't say it that way. I just said
no,
I don't.
Yeah,
need,
no,
I don't need
didn't.
One person I to check it. All those boxes.
Right, but one person can't give you. That's why monogamy is a difficult concept, I think, for a lot of people, because it's impossible for you to get everything that you need from one person. Well, I say,
and you shouldn't look
it's
for
unlikely.
That from one person.
Right. Yeah. It's setting yourself up for a fall. It's impossible. So, but, you know, you ought to have what you want one way or another. And that brings me around to this situation, what I want. This is not about friendship. Well, I suppose countries can be friends, right? The United States is friends with most of the European countries and friends with some of the South American countries and friends with some of the Asian countries. But when it comes to China, I'm on this, and I think I need to continue to be on it. I don't feel like I'm beating a drum. I feel like I'm talking about something that may be ultimately in our lifetime the most important relationship that we have, if you will, country to country, people to people. And the chaos, Victoria and I were talking during the Tech Talk segment. Actually, she was reporting on these Chinese hacking groups. And what I said to her, did I say it on the air or off the air? I don't know which would make any difference, because I have the same approach whether on the air or off the air. Whenever I'm in a store or we're talking about the chaos caused by the Chinese, I am very vocal, and people around me sort of expect it now, people that know me well. But that's what it is. The word is chaos. Think about the chaos that the Chinese Communist government has created in the world in almost every sector that you can think of, whether it's your health, whether it's food, whether it's the websites that we're talking about, whether it's abusing people. Think about the chaos that we have created in the world. I mean, there have been in the past, I suppose, other countries who have done it, but they haven't done it this well and with this much at stake. Am I right with that, with my thought here, or what do you think, ladies? Am I on the right path? This is chaos.
I think in our lifetime, yeah, they've definitely created a ton of chaos.
Go back to the Germans, maybe, right, in World War II, created the last level of chaos that's this global.
Yeah, right. So where does it end is the question. And one wonders where, you know, this is not sustainable. Doing things the way we're doing them, even though there are a lot of businesses, as you were talking about, Nike want to squeeze the last drop of green blood out of the Chinese workers that they can so they can put it to their bottom line. At what point do you wake up and put the national interest or the interest of the globe ahead of your own friggin' economic?
I would think
interest.
That Nike has got to be feeling some heat, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
you have
to. I haven't heard them say anything or address it, but how could they not? And I know that they make so much money off of the Chinese interest in the NBA, but I don't know. In this day and age where, you know, you can get a group of people together online and we can get Britney out of a conservatorship and we can cancel culture or anybody that, you know, says something we don't like, I don't know why there isn't a bigger focus on Nike. I really don't.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of focus, you were talking off the air about Jesse Smollett and that trial, which is bizarre.
Trial.
Mondo Bizarro. So what's the latest there, Victoria? Where are the pieces? What'd you say, Jen?
I was actually just saying
taking a turn.
Yeah, Jen seems to be more on top of this. I'm kind of catching up now, but it's weird. It's very weird.
Yeah, he's a weird dude. But
well,
that means
so
to go to
just
jail.
Just in case you don't remember the story, so he said that he had a late night hankering for a Subway sandwich at 2:00 in the morning, as one does, mm-hmm. and he went out to Subway, and when he did, he was attacked by two white men wearing MAGA hats, and they were yelling, "This is MAGA country, there's not room for your kind," basically making racial and homophobic slurs against Jesse Smollett. Now keep in mind, this is in Chicago, which is not quite MAGA country, but you know. So he says that happens. They had bleach and a rope, and he like went into like to get help with the rope still around his neck, which other people thought, when you throw that off, like, ugh. But that was his story. Then it was revealed that it was a setup, that he had actually paid these two Nigerian brothers to attack him. One of them was a personal trainer of his, and that this was all trying to get favor because he felt like his career wasn't going well. He had written letters to Fox, the company that runs Empire, the show that he was on, and they didn't give him enough traction, I guess, because he had written letters that had a racist tone, and they didn't do anything about it. So he wanted to get some attention. That was the story. Well, he gets up now, and this trial has been going, and the Nigerian brothers, like, tell the story that I just told you, basically, that he hired him. They did a dry run. They bought the rope using his money, like, the whole deal. And then he gets up on the stand and defends himself, which is this new trend, I guess, people getting up on the stand to defend themselves, which they have a right to do. And he tells a completely different story. He said that he was actually going to gay bathhouses with this one Nigerian guy, and they were doing drugs and engaging in sex acts together, and that the other brother didn't like him very much, and telling this story and saying that he was legitimately attacked. His security guard then says, or security detail, I guess the security guard from around there says he did see a person running away from the scene, but then they tried to connect that guy with getting paid off by Smollett. So the story, the drama deepens a bit based
everybody's
on the testimony
on the stand.
That came out in the trial.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's
contradicting each other.
Yeah, complete. It's a 180. They can't agree on anything other than the fact that, you know, like the basics of the whatever the incident. I don't even want to say crime because I don't even know if it was a crime. But somebody's perjuring the crap out of themselves, and I don't know who it is. At this point, we can't figure out if it's the brothers or if it's Jussie Smollett, but it's weird.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. The governor of New York, Katie Hochul.
I always Hochul. Kathy Hochul. Yeah, not
the
Katie,
H
Kathy.
Is silent. Anyway,
Kathy
announcing
Hochul.
That
yeah.
Some of the hospitals will be ordered to halt certain elective surgeries because of the surge in COVID-19. Now, is this Delta?
This is Delta.
Is this Omicron?
No. This is Delta. The Omicron has not made an impact. This is 100% Delta. This is because, and I'm in New Jersey, I'm an hour outside of New York City, so everybody I know, with the exception of my husband, is now commuting back into the city, so that's been causing a surge. Then we just had Thanksgiving, and so now we're a couple weeks after Thanksgiving. We were expecting this. New Jersey and New York, huge surges. And so now they're going to have to, hospitals were overwhelmed in New York during the first wave of all of this. So they're going to selectively, they're going to handpick certain hospitals and they're going to start limiting elective surgery.
Do you know how bad that is for people? I mean, this has happened in California, and it is taking people still till now to catch up on their health care and into the new year. I don't know. I think you have to really tread lightly on stuff
like
this.
Yeah, that's a really good point. This time around, Kathy Hochul has said that they're looking at specific procedures. So if you want a cosmetic nose job, you're at the back of the line. But if you need to have a cancerous tumor removed, whether it's considered elective or not,
isn't that common sense?
Still... Well, yeah, and that's,
yeah,
but that's
but
not
it
what happened
used
the first time
around.
That's not what happened the first time around. In New Jersey, where I am, Governor Murphy had a malignant tumor removed last year, and he was told at first that he couldn't have it done because that was elective. Sure. And he was like, wait, that was news to me that a malignant tumor is elective surgery.
Yeah.
So they're going to take it really, the insurance companies. So they're going to take it really carefully, I think, especially in New Jersey because of what he's been through. And so, but I think Kathy Hochul is on that same path. But, yeah, it's a mess.
Food for thought there. All right, don't forget about our Zodiac Magic podcast. This is exclusive material, podcast only, that I do every week for the week, the astrological impact of each day. And we also have a fellow named Mark Marshall on the current Zodiac Magic. He's a medical and stage hypnotist. And we talk to him about how that all works and fits together. Also with our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, and her focus on hypnotism. So you can hear that. Check it out every week. See how the stars impact your life on Zodiac Magic Podcast, ZodiacMagicPodcast.com.
We're going to need to fire up the plow. The big one.
Forecast is 6 feet of snow and 66 new customers for Trin Snow Service.
Hey, Terry.
She needs more drivers before business melts away.
What do you mean Indeed can't drive? I thought he was certified.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Twenty-three after the hour now here on the DJV program, and if you are a follower of fashion, a faithful follower of fashion, you know that at this point in each hour, we turn Jay loose to talk about some of the trending, you know, everything is trending, everything is, you know, on the top of mind, but this is juicy stuff about some of the best-known names in the world. Is that redundant, best-known names? Best-known, mm-hmm. Most, yeah, okay, anyway. So, on the top of the list right now, Jay, is Betty White. Betty White is 98 years
99.
Old.
99. She's going to be 100 in January.
Yeah.
January.
January
she'll be 100.
17th.
Yeah.
Yep. She's a national treasure.
Yeah, but she's beginning to look it now. She's beginning to look it.
Jesus.
She's 100?
Oh, my God.
She has credited her beautiful youth and longevity to vodka and hot dogs.
Right.
And I'll jump in here, also having pets constantly and never having children. This is my Betty White plan. I am on the Betty White plan.
On the Betty White. So you're having vodka? Well, I know you like to drink vodka.
I love my vodka martinis like she does. I love my rescue dogs. And I don't want kids.
What about hot dogs?
No. No, that's the only thing I don't do.
May not make it then.
That's where the line is.
Deep, Victoria, come on.
Yeah, that's it. All beef hot dogs. Okay, so Betty White is a national treasure of use, as you've suggested. So what's the focus now? What is she going? What do you, if you're someone who's into Betty White, you go to the website, what happens?
Yeah, get $1,000 for binge-watching Betty White's work. This is like a dream job for so many people, and one lucky winner will get to do this. And what you do is you have to submit, and they said they I'm speaking of is the Insurer Choice Mutual. They will pay the winner of this contest $1,000 to watch 10 hours of Betty White's work within a 24-hour period, and you have to document the experience on social media.
I do this every
I just
Sunday.
Did this. I just did this on Sunday. I know. I totally did 10 hours of
table,
hot in
guys.
Cleveland. I am. I'm leaving money on the table. This is crazy.
You should get in on this. You should totally apply. You just
so how do you apply?
Your favorite what Betty White role. You talk about your favorite Betty White role, the favorite things about her as an actor, and then again, extra points given to any candidates who include a video explaining why they love the actor, not just typing things out. You go to website for Insurer Choice Mutual.
Did you know that they're doing a Golden Girls Con? They're doing a Golden Con next year, and I think that's Chicago, right? I think I need to go.
This is amazing. They should have free cheesecake. Free cheesecake for everybody.
Yeah, she's the only one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still alive.
She still has voice acting gigs. I mean, obviously during the pandemic, her rep said that, you know, she was, you know, staying in her close little pod with her family and friends. But, yeah, I mean, she's got voiceover gigs lined up. So she's still voicing movie characters, which is amazing.
Nothing wrong with that. All right. So, again, you go to the website for Insurer Choice Mutual. Is that insurerchoicemutual.com? What is the...
Yeah, you go to choicemutual.com/Betty-White-Dream-Job. Just go to choicemutual.com and figure it out.
Why don't you post all that on our social media so that people can see it?
Okay, but only only under the condition that we get a finder's fee if you are selected for that $1,000.
Yes. Okay, there
and
you go.
And we get to come binge watch with you.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, in the food department, Hidden Valley Ranch. Who used to do the voiceovers for that? It was a famous actress that used to do the Hidden Valley Ranch spots. All right, so Hidden Valley Ranch has eggnog now. Is that
apparently, yeah, the only thing grosser than regular eggnog is now ranch nog, Hidden Valley's ranch. And people have tried it, and they're loving it so much so that the real ranch dressing mixed eggnog stuff that you could get on the Hidden Valley shop.
So you put this eggnog on salad?
Sold out.
Is this salad stuff?
No, it's a drink. It's eggnog. It's eggnog, but it's with ranch dressing.
I'm into it. I'm into
mezcal, rosemary, ranch dressing mix.
Wait, Jen, you're into this? Really?
I love eggnog. I love eggnog.
No.
Like one or two.
Ranch?
Eggnog is horrible.
Not ranch.
Only good for dipping really bad pizza.
I'll skip the ranch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden with one of the most critical calls of his presidency on Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin has the world watching. Warnings from the U.S. intelligence community say that Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine as soon as next month. Journalist Fareed Zakaria on CNN.
This is the highest stakes diplomacy that Joe Biden has conducted since he's become president. There have been big events that have taken place, obviously the collapse of Kabul, the Iran negotiations, but this one Biden is doing personally.
In what is being called the largest foreign influence in our elections, New York City is preparing to give illegal immigrants the right to vote in elections. Under a bill bill nearing approval, some 800,000 non-citizens would be allowed to cast ballots. Last year, voters in Alabama, Colorado, and Florida ratified measures specifying that only U.S. citizens can vote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Chad Wolf, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security under President Trump, said on Newsmax Monday, the Biden administration will essentially sabotage the program by making changes to the Trump-era Remain in Mexico program.
Well, the next step is they're re-implementing MPP, or the Migrant Protection Protocols, today. Again, this is as a result of the Biden administration really canceling this policy really on the first week or first month of the presidency back in January. So we've gone 10 months or so really without the program up and running. I think it's really one of the primary causes that we've seen for this historic border crisis on that southwest border. We know that MPP, when effectively implemented, roots out some of that fraud in the asylum system that you just mentioned. So, you know, my message to the Biden administration is welcome to the game. This is what you should have been doing from day one, is improving programs put in place under the Trump administration instead of canceling programs and causing the worst border crisis that we've seen really in our lifetimes. Well, it's interesting. I would say that, you know, the Remain in Mexico prop, it's not going to work overnight. This is a sustained program that we had put in place that had to be up and running for many months for it to really to have an effect. But I will say that the Biden administration, you know, really continues to have a credibility problem on this issue, because at the same time that they're implementing it, you have the DHS secretary saying that he intends to cancel the program once he gets relief from a court. Again, the only reason they're doing it is because of a court order. So as soon as they prevail in court, he's going to cancel the program. So you're sending exactly the wrong message.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Jay, and Victoria here. I think I said earlier, I always liked the slogan from my old days, the moldy oldie days as a disc jockey: at your service and on your side, because we really are in your little box or wherever you, if you say to Alexa, go to, how much trouble am I going to create by saying right now, Alexa, turn on the DJV show. And see what happens. How do you like them apples? All right. So there is a focus on Omicron, even though there is the continuing, the new focus is Omicron. I think we agree on that. And what the experts are saying is confusing. And then we have the Delta, which seems to be creating a bit of havoc because of Thanksgiving. It'll happen again at Christmas. They have the big surge. And what do they call it when there's a whole bunch of people that get it? What's the term that gets used for
a surge?
No,
spike
in
quick cases.
No. There's another. It's a spreader, right? Well, the big
Spreader.
Super spreader. That's it. Right. Exactly. All right. So we kind of know what Delta is. Get the shots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Or don't. But at least you kind of know what you're dealing with. But with Omicron, now I think people figure yet what's going on. So I'm going to ask Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I'm going to ask Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week on our DJV health experiences that we have to tell us about, even though Jack doesn't believe in having shots and, you know, masks and stuff, but he still is going to know what the story is from his perspective on Omicron, because I don't think people know. We hear that it's contagious. Okay, so is it more contagious than the earlier variants?
Like from what we know so far is that I think they said it's at least three times more contagious than Delta. But the early results so far, I mean, this is going to take a while for them to study and really know what's up with this thing. But the early results seem to show that when you do get it, it is a milder group of symptoms.
Yeah, it's like a cold.
It's actually in part of the way that it replicates what a cold looks like, actually, when you look at it under the microscope. But the thing that is troubling is that more of our elected officials are saying, get vaccinated, get vaccinated, get vaccinated, which is great against Delta.
Doesn't do anything for this stuff.
But it's not doing much for Omicron at all.
Zero.
No.
But
well, we don't know that
it is
yet.
Not as
that's part of the study that has not that is, there aren't conclusions about that yet. The only thing that I've seen so far
in South Africa, they're saying that 50,
the Israeli doctors, the South African
50,
doctors
50.
Say.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a while before we know that. But
well, that may be.
Which is whatever's being reported now.
Yeah, I'm just talking about how. Whether we should get all worked up about it, because you know how I am anti-fear-based thinking. And all of this stuff that's happened in the past year and a half, almost 2 years now, has been all about fear. And it has propelled the world into darkness, into a chaotic situation, once again, thanks to the Chinese government. So, in this circumstance, is it more severe? I'm coming down on no, it's not. It is not. It's a cold.
Well, I think you also have to worry about, like, what's actually in front of you. Delta is still 99 point something of all the cases. Delta right now is blowing up around the country again. And so I'm far more concerned about Delta crippling, you know, businesses and the economy again than Omicron. You know,
I think that's not going to happen. It doesn't make any difference. The public will not stand for another shutdown. They just won't.
I hope that that's true.
I don't see that's in the cards at all. And I don't see that the thing is that this is a blowover. This is a serious thing now, but it blows over faster than the first time around because we know how to deal with it, frankly. That's part of it. You know how our systems, the immune system that we have, has been now sort of, with most people, I hope, prepared, whether you got a shot or whether you're eating better and taking better the things that Jack suggests in terms of supplements to build up your immune system, whatever you're doing, people are more conscious of it and are taking better care, I think, in the main. Maybe not everybody, but generally speaking, people are more tooled up for getting their immune system, you know, to protect themselves. And that's really what it's about. That's what the immune system is all about in the first place. Whether you help it with a shot or whether you do it with eating the right foods and supplements and that sort of thing. So I don't, you know, but it's the worry and the fear and the people coming, you know, down with this stuff. I hope that it wanes. I think it does wane. But the question now also is whether or not the test that has been given for Delta or whatever the COVID variant, is that going to work for Omicron as well? And do you even need a test? What is there's nothing that I can see anyway here that's detrimental about getting Omicron, other than you're going to feel like you got a cold.
Well, we don't know about some of the things. If you're not vaccinated, some of the things that we don't know about yet are the long term, like the long haul COVID. That's the kind of stuff. I mean, for me personally, if I'm vaxxed and boosted. If I get COVID now that I'm vaxxed and boosted, the chances of me having long COVID symptoms are cut almost down to nothing. But if you're not vaccxed and boosted, you can still get Delta and you can get all the horrible long COVID stuff that we've had friends and family members go through. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. So
I don't want
loved ones to get.
I mean, look, COVID is real. I've had it. Family's had it. Mom was hospitalized. Say it over and over again. But the point is that typically, the most severe cases, yes, they happen, but that's not the norm. Most people treat at home. And I think what, Doug, you talk about with the fear-mongering is that there has been a concerted effort to make people think that once you get COVID that you are going to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
And that's mostly not true. It's like 1%, and I'm being generous, of people die from this. I mean, that is a pretty low mortality rate.
Well, but it's not having that information that has created the chaos, Jennifer.
Right. I'm not saying to be stupid, but, like, we have to not scare the hell out of each other anymore. I mean, it's just, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, not scare each other, and also not condemn each other for difference of opinions.
1,000%.
Yeah, that is something that I find compelling, the intolerance that some people have. If you don't want to get a shot, fine. If you think there's a better way of taking care of you, that's great. But to take shots at other people because they're getting shots, that's up to them. It's not really up to you anyway. It's none of your business whether people, you know, maybe you can criticize someone for either not wearing a mask or wearing a mask or whatever. I don't know. I think that's a specious argument. If you don't want to do it, it just seems somewhat selfish.
It's more of an argument because that's on the outside of your body. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. To be honest, I'm not not to be honest, everybody knows. I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you that the masks work, and I can't tell you that they don't work. I believe that the mask maybe helps a little bit. I don't think that they stop everything. There was a very funny meme that said
53%, right, of the
Yeah, I mean, I think the N95s are very effective, but
yes,
there was a meme that was so funny that said, you know, this was a weaponized virus released from a lab in China. It's not going to be stopped by your mom's homemade cheetah mask. You know what I mean? Like,
the kind of mask you wear is a big difference.
Right.
Yeah.
True. So, that being said, at least it's on the outside of your body. So if somebody says, hey, you have to wear a mask to fly, do I like that? I don't really like that, but it's on the outside of your body. When you're talking about stuff that people have to put inside their body and you don't know their circumstances, that's a whole different deal. And people need to make the best decision for themselves. Because not reversible.
One of the things that I think is interesting to look at some of the cities and what they're doing, you New York City has implemented a vaccine mandate for all private employers. So what's that going to do for people? I don't know how they get away with it.
And kids over 5, by the way, if they want to go anywhere.
Say that again, Jennifer?
Kids over 5, if they want to go to eat inside or go to a gym or anything, any kid over 5 has to also be vaccinated.
I can't imagine that hasn't been challenged.
Well, it just happened.
Look, kids have to be vaccinated to go to school in New York City.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about all the private employers who've been told by the city of New York, you better get everybody vaccinated or else.
Seems like a huge overreach.
I'm sure someone will challenge that.
And, by the way, at the federal level, I mean, because this is kind of replicates Joe Biden, and it surprises me that New York chose to do it when seeing all the legal challenges against Biden's order, which is that any company over 100 employees has to have a vaccine mandate in place. That's not going anywhere. That got shut down in courts because they have no one who can enforce it because it's not OSHA's, it's not in their purview to enforce that. So then who does? And so maybe New York has a better answer to that because it's smaller, but who's going to go door-to-door asking businesses?
If I were running a business in New York and somebody said I had to have a vaccine mandate for my employers, I'd take them to court. I would just say,
well, you made sure everyone on your farm was vaccinated. They didn't have a choice.
Sure they did. I didn't have
you
to
drove. You told us you drove the ball.
I did.
No,
I said to them, you
you said, all right, everybody,
shot?
Let's go. We're all getting shots.
Yeah. Right, but they could say, no, I don't want to get a shot. They didn't. Matter of fact, they got the second one, and now thank you for reminding me. I need to get them in the line for the third queue. Well, all right. I know you find it very amusing. Hardy, 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 hardy. Okay. Taco night in space. We're going to get to that in a matter of moments. Don't forget, speaking of Jack, about our podcast, the DGB Health Podcast, Jack Stockwell has a separate. He's got a couple of different podcasts, one at his ForbiddenDoctor.com, and then there's one that we do at DGVHealthShow.com. Most recent one answers the question, do you know that the joint that your head sits on is the floppiest or most vulnerable joint in your body? Did you know that?
Mine hurts
explains.
Like it is.
Yeah, all right. Well, he's a nook of chiropractor, so he's in on all of that stuff. We talk about the brain and how it works, and if you're not properly adjusted, do you lose your hearing and There's all kinds of risks of stroke. And it's really pretty compelling stuff. Every single week, check it out. Dr. Jack Stockwell and Doug Steffen. Listen to the podcast at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Christmas trees are on the minds of many Americans, but will there be enough trees to go around? According to Marcia Gray of the Christmas Tree Promotion Board, that answer is yes.
There have been reports in the media that we'll run out of trees. The truth is, even though in some parts of the country weather has been a challenge, we've never run out of Christmas trees before, and we don't expect to now. The key is for shoppers to be flexible. While the number, variety, and size of real Christmas trees may vary by retailer, fresh trees will be available.
In a recent survey, 89% of people who previously bought an artificial tree and switched to a real one said they wish they had done so sooner. The artificial industry has stated that supply chain issues have driven up costs by 22%.
Real Christmas trees are truly special. They create memories, they're biodegradable, and they literally smell like Christmas. They're grown by farmers right here in North America, and you'll be supporting them by buying real.
To find a real Christmas tree shopping experience near you, visit itschristmaskeepitreal.com.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the crash, the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. All right, 47 after the hour here on the DJV program. When you're focused on Christmas, you're likely to be a big holiday shopper. That's what a late survey shows. The more time you spend listening to the radio and talking with your friends about the holidays, the more you spend. I think that's kind of interesting. All right, so Black Friday, Thanksgiving. Did you know that up on the International Space Station, they had a special taco night to celebrate their second successful chili pepper harvest? This is straight out of the Martian. They're growing stuff in the space station. So they picked chili peppers, and they made... Well, they have all the rest of the ingredients, obviously, up there, right?
I think the rest of it's probably freeze-dried.
Yeah, right.
Like, well, frozen beef, freeze, you know, that kind of stuff. But growing fresh produce is, you know, I think they've done radishes and some lettuce. That's a really big deal, and they're going to send it back down to analyze it here on Earth and see how it reacts to our atmosphere, but I think it's pretty cool that they can grow stuff in space. Well, it's amazing.
The lights, they use the same lights they use to grow marijuana and stuff, those really bright lights. That's what they have up there. 26 chili peppers from 4 plants. So this is the experiment that broke the record of feeding the most astronauts from a space-grown crop.
That's really cool.
It is. Yeah, it's kind of fun to see that
sort of
stuff.
Tastes like the best chili peppers they've ever had, too, because they had to work for them.
It's like that thing, Lettuce Grow, that I used to talk about all the time, the stand. You still have yours, Jennifer, right?
I still have mine, yeah.
Yeah, right. You can grow lettuce up there. They've grown some flowers up there, I guess radishes as well. And they don't have to use the poop from their own space people like, what's his face did? Matt Damon, yeah. All right, 10 before the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Three after the hour, time for the continuing episodic adventure of Dr. Jack Stockwell on DJV Health with a focus on the things that we know and we don't know. We were talking on the DJV program, Jack, about various things that have to do with Omicron, the people who have been hospitalized because they got Delta, and now Omicron comes in, and of course the news experts want to scare the hell out of everybody. But let's talk from your perspective about what you know regarding things like the whether or not Omicron is contagious, more so, less so, the same as other variants. What's your experience with your patients in your clinic there in Salt Lake City teach you?
Well, by any pre-2021 definition, the COVID vaccines are not really actually vaccines. I mean, from the beginning, it was widely admitted that they don't stop you from
getting disease. Yeah, but I wasn't asking about vaccines. I was talking about the variants themselves.
Well,
the different things. How contagious are they?
The issue isn't the issue whether or not, excuse me, the existing vaccines would protect you from Omicron.
Yes, that is a question. Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, there are people wondering.
And so, because the protection allegedly conferred by the vaccine wears off. And in what's her name? Van Leyden, von der Leyden, the new president of the EU, was talking about how even their vaccine passes expire every 9 months. And so you get a lot of this confusing stuff. Well, how fast does this stuff wear off? How serious is the Omicron? You kind of get conflicting information every time you turn around. And the emergence of this Omicron variant just makes the whole situation worse from the establishment point of view.
Well, but that's what I'm asking. Just from your perspective as a treater of patients for far and wide, because you're a GAPS practitioner, the chiropractic stuff.
Sure.
Is Omicron more contagious, less contagious, the same? It doesn't mean it's how you're treating it, but people want to know the object lesson here.
If there's anything we know about viruses, they mutate. And we also know that you can be carrying a whole large viral load from some new variant, Omicron, whatever, and not express any symptoms just due to the resilience of your own immune system. And so I'm kind of going with the doctors in South Africa who are saying, yeah, it's everywhere, but it seems to be extremely mild and not anything to worry about.
Me too. I'm on that page.
And the big push is to get every last living soul on this planet vaccinated. Which, you know, you might as well try to get every last living soul on the earth to wear a size 9 shoe. I mean, one size does not fit all, especially when it comes to human health.
About as easy as getting everybody who's a Republican to convert to being a Democrat.
There you go. That's an even better example.
Right.
And so the long-term effects of these vaccines simply are not known. There may be adverse effects that don't show up for 2 or 3 years down the road, as is the case with other kinds of vaccines. So it's in the previous hour, I was listening to you guys. Very good discussion, and you were talking about scare tactics, and that exactly. You know, the thing is, we don't know long term effects. We don't know if they really protect against new variants. The beneficial effect apparently wears off between 6 and 9 months. So they want you to get another booster on top of an existing booster.
Well, it's good business for the drug companies.
Absolutely. Look at the projected 2022. Profits for both Pfizer and Moderna, not even counting J&J or AstraZeneca or Novavax or anything. $89 billion. $89 billion are the projected profits for those two companies. So what are those two companies going to be out there saying?
Well, we don't know whether it works or not.
No, they're going to say, get it.
No, get it. Get it.
All right,
I'll tell you, just this one last thing. The real victim of all of this is, as far as I'm concerned, the COVID narrative.
Mm-hmm. The narrative that it is...
Run for your life.
Smart. Well, I've said this many times in the air. We've certainly overcooked the way the response has gone to this. Dr. Jack Stockwell, brought to you in part by Calitrin. People ask me all the time in notes that I get on our social media, how does this stuff work? Well, it's pretty simple. It's just an all-natural combination of things put together by a doctor and three nurses 24 years ago that has shown terrific success in keeping weight off. It supports your body. Like Jack says, you got to stay healthy by supporting your body and losing the weight, going on a diet, doing a lot of exercising, but staying with Calitrin so that it'll help you keep that weight off. That's where you've been successful, so why blow it now during the season of eating? Get on Calitrin. Go to top.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.